item number 11 from the Comptroller submitting an informational monthly report updating the 2012 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, April 2013. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead, sir.
This is just an informational report. The last time we were before the committee in April, we indicated that the surplus was around $24.6 million, and based upon the actions that you had taken, $5 million of that would go towards 2014, and the remaining would go into the debt service reserve. We're adjusting that surplus down now to around $23 million. And there's been some entries since this report, which is pushing the number back up a little bit again. And our auditors, external auditors from Baker Tilly and Coleman and Williams, are in now and reviewing the numbers, going through, checking to see if there's any additional adjustments to the number. But based upon the $23 million number, then $5 million would go towards 2014 budget offset, and the remaining $18 million would go into the debt service reserve. This is just an informational report.
Any questions, comments? Supervisor Schmidt.
Sorry, I do. On the $5 million out, now we made the decision working with the county exec, we put that $5 million into for the budget for 2014. Now, comptroller doesn't do the budget, the executive does, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So will you have any input? Because we won't, okay? For example, so he'll take the $5 million and and be zero out, and we have no say in that $5 million whatsoever that we're putting in now to help with the budget. So is there any way, you know, can we talk to him after what happened in Madison? Okay. But here's my point, is that, you know, then we'll get sacked with this budget again, and the county executive will zero and be a hero again, of course. And then we'll have to make tough decisions whether to put any money in any important areas, as this always happens every year. Okay? So, do we have a chance through you? Can you make any suggestions? Or, for example, you know, let's look at our budget the last. Maybe Mr. Tyler's listening. That'd be great. Okay? And say, you know, where do we really have deficits? Where do we really have to put some money into? Okay? And, you know, because I want this to be $5 million, that's just not to do whatever with. I mean, I want this $5 million to be really taken for holds we know that are coming. We know how it works, okay? We get the budget, there are going to be holes in it, no matter how, you know, whatever you try to do, but we'll be expected to fill them. And so I guess I'm complaining ahead of time, okay? It's gone, been useless for years, I know. But in other words, you know, if we know we're not going to have enough money in transportation, if we know we're going to need more money for BHD, he doesn't have to put any more in debt service this time, I hope, in 2014. Where a guy never been in debt, he's so interested in debt. Okay? That's a good thing, though. We agree on that. Okay? Do you hear some of my lamentations? You've been here long enough to know where are we going to have some holes after the county executive makes his budget. He's got now $5 million more extra dollars. I don't want that to be willy-nilly. I like the board to have some input, but we really don't have any input, do we? That's my complaint. I'm done.
The point that you will have is when he releases his budget, that's when you will have your input at that time. Because the $5 million will automatically go in because it's required under the state statute to go in as a revenue into the budget. And so that $5 million has to go in there. The amount in the debt service reserve, however, that's not required to go in there. You know, in past, those amounts have gone in there. And as far as the comptroller's response, the comptroller's office, my office, issued a report regarding fringe benefits to give you some information on that. Did something on the Parks Patrol area, talked about the tax levy and also sales tax also. So we intend to do similar types of comments this year towards those items.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone else? On this particular item, to inform our colleagues, I would ask that someone move to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Sorry. Supervisor Jurczyk moves to receive and place on file item number 11. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam. Seeing no indication of none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you very much. Item number 12, please.